what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hey, ladies. So, today's episode is entitled, If He Can't Wait, Dismiss His Ass, or Dismiss That Ass. One or the other. But, this came about because we have conversations before in previous episodes. Let me give you some names. Don't Give It Up So Easy. What's another one? Efforts Equals Sex, or Sex Equals Effort. I don't know. But we had these conversations before where I told you guys, like, there's no rush to have sex with this man or, you know, whoever you're dealing with. There's no rush. Like, take your time, you know. You have sex with someone when you're ready to, and you have sex with the guy that put in the most effort, you know, that showed you that he's genuinely there for you. You know, you have sex once you feel as though, all right, I'm ready, I like him, or I got enough, you know, stuff or enough dates out of it. Like, basically, you have sex with the guy once you feel like he has invested in you, and you feel like you're ready to take it to the next level, okay? So, today, I was sitting here and I was like, you know what? I didn't tell my ladies about what to do or how to feel when you make a guy wait or you wait. You know, I'm not saying it's a specific wait. Like, I know Steve Harvey say 90 days or whatever. I'm just telling you to wait until whenever you feel like you're ready and he has invested in you. I'm not telling you to give it out here like free cheese, okay? So I said to myself today, I said, I never told my ladies, you know, how to react when you have a guy waiting and he's like, you know what, fuck this shit, I waited too long, I'm out, okay? Or he's just like, you know what, this is too much work for me, I just want to have sex with this girl, I wasn't trying to invest in her, I was trying to have a relationship with her, you know, so I'm just going skedaddle, okay? I never talk to y'all about that because, you know, I give it to y'all the good, bad, and the ugly. There will be situations like that where you're going to talk to a guy and you're not in a rush to have sex with him and he will cut you off because you're not giving him what he wants. And some women will feel bad about it and be like, oh my God, I should have just dealt with him and this and that, blahzy, blahzy. And there's some women that's just going to be like, oh, okay, like, who cares? He's not the one for me. And on She Knows Podcast, with this sisterhood we got going on, I want you all ladies to be like, oh, who cares? He's not the one for me. He missed out. His loss. Oh, well. Or I want you to be the woman that's like, oh, who cares? I got enough shit out of it anyway. Like, I took it on enough dates, got enough shopping sprees, got me some nice perfume, got me some clothes, got me something out of it where it's like, good thing I didn't give myself up. Because let me tell you something. You cannot get your pussy back. And I say this all the time because it's really true. Like, you cannot get it back once it's gone, okay? You can't come up to the nigga door and be like, knock, 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 can I get my pussy back? Or you can't walk up on him and snatch your pussy back like how T.I. snatched his chain off of Nunu, okay? That's not how this works. Once it's gone, it's gone. So, basically, I wanted to talk to y'all about this because, I was dealing with a guy recently. I was talking to this guy recently or whatever. And I was just taking my time, y'all. And I'm like, I was really feeling the kid. Like, he was a breath of fresh air, you know. And I was taking my time to even speak on this because I didn't want to talk about it just yet. Until I just got my thoughts right, you know. So I was recently talking to this guy. He was an older guy. And he was handsome, okay? Like, he, you know, you get older dudes and some of them don't be fine, but honey, he was built, boo, okay? Like, he was built. He stayed in the gym. He was very, very in shape for his age. But make a long story short, I was talking to this older guy, whatever, and we went on several dates, and, you know, he bought me a gift for two, and we just had good fun. We had good fun together, and we was vibing out, but I just wasn't in a rush to sleep with someone, you know? And for all my virgins that may be listening, you know, once you lay down with someone, it's not just the physical part that's just like, all right, it hurts, whatever, I lost my virginity. Or it's not the physical part that's like, okay, we bang, bang, thank you, man, we got it done. It's the mental part that people don't tell you about. Like, you really do get tied to someone. Like, you really do start to like this person even more because you done gave your body to them, you know, and it sucks when you do that and then that person, you know, falls back from you or start acting different towards you or just was there for the sex and you done gave it away. So, I just was taking my time, you know. I just got out of a relationship. I told y'all that already. So I've been freestyling and, you know, single and mingling and dipping and zabbing and chilling, okay? So, make a long story short, once again, me and him was talking and I was feeling the kid. And I was getting to the point where I was like, all right, we gonna do the damn thing, blocka, okay? So, this specific time, I planned everything out in my mind. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to spend a nice house, whatever the case may be. And it's going to happen, okay? So, he ended up getting called into work. So, I'm like, all right, guess I ain't going to be able to put this meow on him, okay? So, he gets called into work. So, when we hanging out or whatever, I thought everything was fine, you know. He kept asking me, like, so you was going to give it to me today, da 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 blah, blah. Like, he was pressed for it. And I felt like he'd been pressed for it because he always made the comment about us having sex. And he was doing little things, whatever, like a little touchy-feely. So, I felt like he'd been pressed for it. But, like, sad to say, women, men are, you know, can I say physical creatures? I don't know if I'm saying this right or not, but, like, sex is always on these niggas' minds, okay? Like, sex is always on their mind, right? Like, how we think about finding our loved one or how some of us think about finding a nigga with money, that's how they feel about sex, okay? Like, it's on their mind 24/7, and that's just what it is. They don't see you and say, oh, she looks like she has a good head on her shoulders. No, they like, I hit it, like, right off the back. Like, you gotta, to get in the door, you gotta be some type, they gotta be some type attracted to you. So, sex is always one of these niggas' minds, okay? Just being real with you. So, I never really was like, oh, well, he too touchy-feely. You know, I kind of took it as like, okay, well, he's attracted to me and he's a man and men think about sex. But at this point, you know, now looking back on it, I'm like, okay, he was a little bit thirsty, you know, but it is what it is or whatever. It didn't turn me off. We still kept talking. So, anyways, make a long story short, once again, just giving you a backstory or whatever. So, I was about to give it to him. He got called into work or whatever, and he kept asking me, like, that whole day, like, was I going to give it to him, da-da-da. After that day, we spoke, and then he just disappeared. Like, yo just ghosted me. For whatever reason it may have been, you know, he works a lot, so it could have been him caught up in work. That's really what I think it was. I think it was him caught up in work, you get what I'm saying? He had a lot going on. And I texted him. He didn't answer. I called him. It said he was on the phone. So at this point, I'm like, you're not about to ghost me and think that that's going to make me chase you, okay? You ever seen that post that it was like, you know, little girls get jealous and they chase you? Grown women replace you? That's me, honey. I'm not chasing behind nah nigga. You don't know nah nigga. I ain't chasing behind nah nigga, okay? Like, I will wash my hands, do my little dance, and keep it moving, okay, sweetie? So, when I realized, okay, this nigga's not dead, like, he's clearly alive, and he's just not talking to me, I text him, I'm like, yo, delete my number, because you playing games. And I really just said that because I wanted to see what he was going to say. I wanted him to be like, oh, no, I was working or whatever. But he was on some shit like, no problem. No problem. I'm like, oh, talk spicy, okay? So we haven't been talking since then. And I was feeling the kid, but, hey, it is what it is. His loss. Fuck it. I ain't sweating over it. I got other shit to worry about. I'm trying to get my shit together, y'all. I'm worried about me first. I'm a very selfish person. It's all about Miss Brownstone and getting what Miss Brownstone want to do, getting my goals in line and just treating myself and loving myself. And if a man come along, kudos. But I'm picky. I'm very selective with who I date. So, you know, I just was like, all right, well, he just ain't the nigga for me, clearly. Like, he ain't the man for me. He just like, no problem. He don't give a fuck. He don't want to put up a fight. I'm good. Been there, done that before. So I just, you know, left it as it is. Me and him hasn't spoken. So this all came up because I was telling my homegirl or whatever. I was telling her, like, yeah, I haven't spoken to him. When I did speak to him, he just was like, no problem, he'll delete my number, whatever. And she was like, well, you ever thought maybe he was acting like that because, you know, you was taking your time to have sex with him? And I'm just like, what? And then a guy, like one of my male friends, was like, yeah, like maybe he felt like you was playing with him and he wasn't about to wait forever. And I'm like, okay, this is what we're going to get into today's episode, all right? I'm like, let me tell you something. I don't have to give you anything, okay? Yes, you took me out on a date. Yes, you made little things for me. We spent time together, but that don't mean I have to give you some pussy. I give you some pussy because I want to give you some pussy. I have sex with you because I feel like you know, we're there. Now, don't get me wrong. I was about to, you feel me? Like, I was feeling a little tingly sensation and all that, but I don't think that I'm supposed to just give my vagina to the first nigga that smile at me. Like, I feel like I'm a walking trophy. You're a walking trophy. Can't remember the words. But yeah, I feel like I'm a walking trophy. Like, I feel like I am the prize. And I don't just give it to those that just the first nigga that say hello. Hey, Miss Brownstone. Can I get your number? Huh, pussy in the box. Like, no. Like, it's just not like you get some pussy and you get some pussy. Like, that's just not how it works. Baby girl. So it just was like, when it was saying that, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, this is what this generation come to. Like, you just have sex with everybody you fucking come in contact with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just was overrated. So it brought me to today's episode because it's just like, when you're dealing with somebody, y'all, and you basically some shit like, listen, my guy, you gonna have to wait, blah, 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 blah. I'm not in a rush. I'm taking my time. If he decides to skedaddle, okay, that's on him. Do not feel bad about it, because be happy that you didn't give yourself away to somebody and they just walked off with a piece of you. Okay? Be happy that you ain't go through the emotional investment part, because like I said before, you cannot get your pussy back. All right? You really cannot get it back. Okay? So don't be sad. That's his loss. You know, just look at the brighter side as like, yo, I'm happy you showed me your true colors now before I slept with you. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's how I'm taking it. Like, I'm happy I seen what it is you were really after now before I physically got involved with you and emotionally involved in you. And then you just kicked me to the curb once you got what you wanted. You get what I'm saying? And then, like, for my women that are, because I know we have, this audience is between 18 and, like, 30-something, that's what it's telling me. There's some older women that listen to it, but it's between like 18 and 30-something, you know, because we mainly talk about dating in your 20s and stuff like that. But for my virgins and my teenagers, like, trust me, having sex with somebody does not validate you in their eyes. Having sex with somebody does not make them your girlfriend. Having sex with somebody or having a kid with somebody does not make them stay with you. Like, they will still leave you and do you dirty, okay? Let's take a blast in my past, okay? I'm going to tell you another story. When I was a virgin, it was this guy named Q, if you want to call him. And, you know, I met Q back in the day at my old best friend's Sweet 16. Q was a cute guy, okay? He looked like how Mario looked back in the day with the braids and stuff. Q was cute. So, you know, I met him at the party, and I originally had a crush on his friend. But me and Q, we just vibed out, you know? Like, he was so smooth, and we just had a good conversation. Like, we just vibed out. You know what I'm saying? So me and Q ended up dating. Q knows I'm a virgin. Like, at this time where I grew up at, all the girls was fucking, and I was the only one that was a virgin, okay? So it was like, word on the street, Miss Brownstone ain't getting no D, okay? Like, so every nigga was trying to get at me because I still had my V card, all right? So me and Q met, and Q wasn't from my side of the hood anyway. He was from, you know, the hood, okay? He wasn't from where I was from. So me and Q ended up dating, and he was having sex. He was older than me. And he was just on some shit. Like, one day we had a conversation on the phone, and he was like, I can't wait no more. Like, I feel like I'm waiting long enough. You know, like, we need to do this, or I'm going to be sleeping with somebody else. Me being young, y'all, and dumb as fuck, clearly, young and dumb, all right, I was just like, okay, you know, still trying to hold on to my virginity. I'm like, okay, well, I'm still not in a rush to have sex with you, so, you know, I'll give you a hall pass, and you go have sex with somebody else, and then, you know, we'll still be together. Like, I will let you sleep with other women because I'm not trying to have sex with you, but I still want to be your girlfriend. This is what I told this man. Now, the me now, I'd have been like, hunty, see ya. You can't wait. Bye-bye. I don't chase. I replace, okay? But the me back then, I just like, I like him. And, you know, I want to be his girlfriend. So, all he's doing is getting sex from these girls. So, go ahead and have sex with these girls. You get what I'm saying? You know, not thinking we ain't on the same level, okay? So, I gave him a hall pass, y'all. The day I decided to give him a hall pass, it was a high school. It was an arts high school. Like, an arts high. They went to school for, like, dance and stuff like that. They used to throw some bomb-ass parties. If you from East Orange, New Jersey, you know it was a school. The school's still around. It's called Sissy Tyson. Back then, when I was younger, Sissy Tyson used to throw the, like, bomb-ass high school parties, okay? And we used to listen to, like, club music, Jersey club music. But, like, when DJ Lil Man came out back in the day, it's probably... Even before DJ Lil Man, like, he was just coming up. We had DJ J Hood. We had a couple of DJs or whatever. And club music was lit, okay? Put it like that. So, Sissy Tyson was throwing this big-ass high school party. And it was, like, a glow-in-the-dark theme or whatever. So, he gave us a little glow-in-the-dark wristbands and necklaces and stuff. So, this is the day I gave him a hall pass. So, he told me he was going out to a party. So, I'm like, okay. Mind you, he's older than me, so he could be at any fucking party. And my homegirls and my best friend was like, yo, let's go to this party. And I'm like, all right, cool. So, we get to the party. It's at Sissy Tyson. So, I'm like, all right. So, it's a school party. What craziness can really go on? So, I'm like, okay. So, we go in the party, whatever. I get a text like, yo, Q gonna be here or Q here. So, I'm like, oh, word? Okay. So, I'm like, I gave him a hall pass, you know what I mean? But my boo gonna be here. We gonna dance together. Like, he ain't gonna do me dirty, right? That's what I'm thinking, y'all. So, I go in, I'm in the party. I see Q walk in. Mind you, told you he's like a Marion back in the day, the long hair. He was cute. Q walks in. It was this girl named Sierra that had the biggest crush on him. So, he walks in the party. All these girls going crazy. Oh, hey, Q. Hey, Q. They jumping on him. They hugging him, whatever. Da, da, da. You know, and these are older girls because he was older than me. And they all up on him and, hey, Q. Thirsty ass bitches. So, the bitch Sierra comes out. And she like, hey, Q. And she hug him. And you could tell by the look in each other's eyes, they was feeling each other. All right? Now, I'm with my homegirls. I'm like, look at all these bitches throwing themselves on my man. Like, this is what I'm thinking in my head. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, and I gave him a hall pass today. He gonna be fucking something. And he gonna act like he ain't even my nigga and be entertaining bitches and he get some pussy. You know what I'm saying? So, he hugged me or whatever. And we spoke. And he was like, you know, we don't gotta be together all day at the party. You do you with your homegirls. I'm gonna do me and my boys or whatever. By a lot to y'all not, yo. We didn't even dance at the damn high school party. We didn't even dance. I didn't dance with him at all. Like, we didn't dance not once. He was doing his own thing. I was doing my own thing. I probably danced with other people, but I didn't dance with him. And it was so weird. Like, he would be my boyfriend. Q was trying to get him some pussy, okay? So, he wasn't paying me no mind. So, towards the end, like, I already seen he was away from me. He was doing his own thing. I seen all these girls throwing themselves on him. So, now I'm trying to, like, get my man because this is getting out of hand. Like I said, I'm young and dumb. So when the party over, I walk up to Q and I'm like, you know, I was thinking about what I told you the other day. And like, well, yesterday. And it was yesterday. It was the day. It was the same day as when I told him. I was thinking about what I told you earlier. And, you know, like, I think I'm ready. That's what I told him. I think I'm ready. And I only said that because I just didn't want him to sleep with nobody. You know what I mean? Like, then I was just like, I don't want him to sleep with nobody. So I was like, I think I'm ready. And he's like, you sure? And I was like, yeah. I think I'm ready or whatever. So he was like, would you take my hall pass back? And I was like, nah, I ain't taking your hall pass back. You know, because I didn't want to look like I was jealous or I was being a little girl or whatever. So I'm like, I'm not taking your hall pass back. You know, I just want to tell you I think I'm ready. So he was like, okay. So girl, that day, niggas had told me that Q and Sierra had smashed on the train tracks. So word get back to me, and I'm like, all right, I got to get rid of this Sierra bitch, because every time we was in the park, we was hanging out in the park all the time, okay? So every time we in the park, this bitch Sierra always on him. So now I'm like, and she finally hit us. I'm like, yeah, I got competition, okay? So I ended up you know, doing a do or whatever, thinking that it was going to keep him from messing with other girls and keep him from Sierra. Girl, I was wrong. Couple months later, I was with my homegirl, my old best friend or whatever, and I told Q I was going to stay in the house. And back then, when we was young, we used to hang out in parks all the time. So I told Q I was going to stay in the house. So my best friend was like, let's go out, you know. And I'm like, all right, cool. We ain't had no money. We young. We ain't going to get no club. We in the park. So we walk into the park or whatever. And the way the park, it's a park behind the library in East Orange. For all my EO heads or Jersey heads, okay? It's a park behind Larry by East Orange, and there's some apartment buildings over there. And the back of the park is an apartment building on the right side, right next to the highway, right? That, between the park and the apartment building, it's like a little alleyway kind of thing, right? Girl, we walking from the back of the street going into the park. We going through the back to get to the park. I see Q and Sierra fucking. They was fucking, bitch, okay? They was having sex in the back of this damn, in the alleyway where the back of the park was at. She had her skirt down and everything. I was like, what in the world? So I walked past, and my homegirl like, what the fuck going on? So we watching. We finally see it's him. So when they seen it was me, she pull her skirt down, whatever, and she come out, and she walked past me. And he walked by, too. So I'm sitting there. I'm, what the fuck is going on? Like, so he tried to talk to me about it, and I was like, I'm good, I'm okay. And he was like, it wasn't what it looked like, it's not what it seemed or whatever. You know, we was just hanging out, we was just talking. It wasn't nothing like that. So I believe you. I believe you that you wasn't doing anything. Girl, I just seen it with my own two eyes. I was so young and dumb. I'm like, I believe you. I believe you wasn't doing nothing. And he like, okay. I'm like, but I don't want you talking to her no more. Like, you gonna have to stop talking to her. Girl, he ain't never stopped talking to her. We ended up breaking up anyway. So I say all that to say, like, don't be in no rush to have sex with somebody, because guess what? I lost it to a nigga thinking that it was gonna keep him from dealing with her. And guess what? He still dealt with that bitch anyway. And he, you know, ended up breaking up with me, still fucking her, fucking other bitches and all of this shit. And you can see, as we see today, we ain't together. So, yeah. Save your pussy juice for somebody that's with you. Okay? So, take your time in your upcoming relationships. Take your time to lose your virginity. Take your time when having sex with somebody, because, like I said, once you give it, you can't get it back. Not only that, you do become emotionally invested in this person. Okay? People don't tell you that. People don't tell you what comes with it. People tell you the physical part. Tell you what it's going to feel like. Tell you it's going to be good. Tell you your body going to change. Tell you you might get pregnant. Tell your STDs are real. But they don't tell you that you get clingy. They don't tell you that you think you're alive. They don't tell you that you... girl. Huh. And they say pussy got powers, dick got powers too. Okay. Honey, they damn sure do. But they don't tell us that. So, Miss Brownstone gonna be here to tell you that. So take your time. Don't be in no rush, because guess what? What I always tell you, 3 months from now, you ain't gonna even know that nigga last name, okay? So, if somebody cuts you off because you don't want to have sex with them, or cheat on you because you don't want to have sex with them, or mess with somebody else, or just do you dirty, or whatever it can be, or ask for a hall pass because you don't want to have sex with them, don't worry about it. You ain't missing out on nothing. You ain't missing out on nothing. Because all you're going to do is go sleep with these girls, these whole-ass girls, that's giving it to every damn body. And your shit is magical. It's unique. And can't everybody say they had you. All right, and when the right person come along, they'll wait for you. And when the right person come along, they'll do whatever they got to do to get it. And I'm not talking about lie or deceit or trick you. I'm talking about impress you and invest in you to show you that they're worthy of it and show that they really care for you. You know what I mean? And build that friendship and build that bond. They wouldn't be like, oh, this too much, so I'm out. Motherfuckers say that this too much, I'm out. You already knew what they was there for. You already knew what time it was. So, like I said before, you ain't missing out. And I tell y'all all the time, we don't take no L's over here. The only L's we take over here is lessons, baby. No L's, no losses. So, I'm wrapping this up. As always, ladies, keep it classy, okay? And I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah.